This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Gordon Francisco, G-O-R-D-O-N F-R-A-N-C-I-S-C-O. Date of birth 05-19-1942, date of appointment October 14, 2024, requesting physician Melissa Patello, M-E-L-I-S-S-A-P-A-T-I-L-L-O. Dear Melissa Patello, I have the pleasure of seeing Gordon Francisco today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 82-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was in the LS hospital on October 4, 2024, because of the sudden onset of right-sided weakness. His speech was slurred also. First he went to the Little Falls Hospital and then went to the Ellis Hospital, E-L-L-I-S. MRI of the brain done in the Ellis Hospital, it did not show any stroke. But it shows 17 into 15 mm area of signal abnormality within the left frontal lobe. This area does not demonstrate abnormal enhancement or produce mass effect upon adjacent structure. This may represent an area of gliosis from old trauma or ischemia. Echocardiogram did not show any source of cardiac emboli. EEG did not show any seizure activity. Patient is taking now aspirin 81 milligram and a atorvastatin 40 milligram, and he is back to baseline. Past medical history. Asthma, hypertension, past surgical history, right shoulder surgery, allergy to penicillin medication, aspirin 81 milligram daily, atorvastatin 40 milligram daily, losartan, metoprolol, montelukast. Social history, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, is divorced, lives with the stepdaughter, have 4 children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased due to stroke, 5 sister, 2 have diabetes, 2 brother. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice sinusitis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, notice metria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/4/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decrease. Pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 82-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, cerebral edema on the left side. MRI of the brain is negative for stroke or tumor. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. As patient is clinically back to baseline, I will repeat the MRI of the brain in 6 months. I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. I would like to order blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see him back in my office and when all this test will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.